KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's windy, 12 degrees above zero, with a wind chill factor of 10 degrees below zero. Winds are out of the northwest at 33 miles per hour here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about No Wait Refills and Rex Packs. We do have a few school districts that have either canceled or delayed classes for today. Creston Community Schools have canceled classes for today. Orient Maxburg and Southwest Valley are running 2 hours late. And Southwestern Community College in Creston, classes will be starting there at 9:40. The office is open at 9:30 this morning. Topping area news, one person died and seven others were injured during a single vehicle accident late Sunday night on Interstate 80 in Cass County. All of the victims were from Grand Island, Nebraska. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2004 GMC driven by 40-year-old Jesus Cantero Perez was traveling westbound on I-80 at around 10:30 p.m. near the Marnie exit or mile marker 55 when the vehicle went out of control due to the freezing rain and icy conditions. The vehicle entered the ditch and rolled onto its passenger side. One of the passengers in the vehicle, 9-year-old Joshua Tavares, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Cantor Perez and his passengers, 35-year-old Wendy Tavares, 11-year-old Ashley Tavares, 12-year-old Kimberly Tavares, 11-year-old Yamilet Cantero, 15-year-old Jonathan Tavares, and 10-year-old Emmanuel Cantero were all injured in the crash. Four of the injured children were not wearing their seatbelts. Both adults were buckled up. The injured were transported by Marnie and Walnut Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, power company officials in western Iowa are reporting some scattered outages this morning due to the high winds. MidAmerican Energy reports 37 customers in Cass County were without power this morning. The company says a total of 87 people are without power in the Council Bluffs service area, which includes customers in Council Bluffs, Elliott, Glenwood, Mills, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie counties. Officials of the Adair-Casey Guthrie Center School District say a tentative superintendent contract has been offered to current Clay Central Everly School District Superintendent and Elementary Principal Dennis McLean. Based on the feedback from the interview teams and candidates' qualifications, McLean has been offered the shared superintendent position, which will be approved at a special board meeting pending a formal background check. Officials say over the past 7 years, McLean brought the CCE School District Nutrition Fund into the positive, built up their unspent balance through diligent spending decisions, and led CCE by expanding their one-to-one technology from grades 9 through 12 to K through 12. He had previously served as the K through 12 principal for the Stanton School District and was a lead teacher for Clarinda Academy. McLean earned a Bachelor's of Arts degree in Physical Education and Health from Buena Vista College in 1995. He earned his Master's degree in Educational Leadership and Administration from Jones International University in 2007 and his Advanced Study Certificate in Superintendency from UNI in 2013. McLean is currently working on his doctorate degree at UNI in educational leadership. He and his wife, Donna, have 3 children. He and the current school district superintendent, Steve Smith, will begin collaborating for the remainder of the school year to ensure a smooth transition. The new superintendent will begin his duties on July 1st of this year. And the 2019 edition of RAGBRAI will start in Council Bluffs July 21st and come to Atlantic the following day. The ride continues through the 27th of July with overnight stops in Winterset, Indianola, Centerville, Fairfield, and Burlington. The 2019 route is 427 miles with 14,735 feet of climb, the 8th easiest route in the ride's 47-year history. The 2019 ride is also the 6th shortest and 8th flattest. The full route, including pass-through towns and vehicle directions, is expected to be released in March. Kip Harris, who has chaired the last 2 RAGBRAI visits here in Cass County, and Nick Harris will co-chair RAGBRAI 2019. Bailey Smith, executive director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, says hosting RAGBRAI is a community-wide effort, and they're pleased to have Kip and Nick stepping up to lead the charge. RAGBRAI, she said, gives Atlantic a lot of positive exposure while supporting local organizations and nonprofits alike, and she says they look forward to partnering with the community-leading entities as well as community-minded individuals to have a successful RAGBRAI 2019. More details about committee and volunteer needs will be made available in the coming weeks. If you'd like more information about RAGBRAI 2019, go to the RAGBRAI.com. on the web. Taking a look at the funeral announcements, David Den, age 59, of Griswold, died January 23rd at CCMH in Atlantic. Funeral services for David Den will be this morning at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Reconduin Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Donald Pollock, age 88, of Anita, died January 23rd, also at CCMH. Memorial services for Donald Pollock will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Sandra Wright, age 66, of Atlantic, died Friday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Sandra Wright will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lyle Dean Hansen, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. A visitation with the family present will be held from 5 until 8 p.m. Tuesday at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. A private family memorial service is planned for Lyle Hansen. Elnora Nori Fett, age 98, of Audubon, died January 23rd at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Nori Fett will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Jorgensen, age 91, of Anita, died Sunday at Carrying Acres in Anita. Services for Donald Jorgensen are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.